Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We have Nancy Pelosi complaining that people against the health care plan, federal health care plan, are bringing swastikas to protest. And of course, that was a Democrat who was invited to an event by Democrat Tom Daschle, who had the swastika, but she got that confused. Also, we have Sonia Sotomayor sworn in as Supreme Court Justice. Another pro-abort Republican justice put on the Supreme Court. We'll get to that. A fifth of Europe may be Muslim by the year 2050. That's right around the corner. And meanwhile, communist Cuba says they're running short on toilet paper. Cuba running short on toilet paper. Now, that is a crisis. Plus, there's no Sears catalog anymore. The Sears catalog is shut down, right? They don't publish that anymore. You know, that was perhaps the biggest marketing mistake in the history of the world. One of the greatest marketing coups of history was the bottling of Coca-Cola. When they decided to bottle Coca-Cola, that was huge. Now there are Coca-Cola bottling companies all over this country and around the world. It used to be you had to go to a drugstore, soda counter, and get Coca-Cola. They decided to bottle it. Well, they shut down the Sears catalog just before the internet exploded into a worldwide phenomenon. For what, 100 years, the Sears catalog was available in every outhouse in America. That was before they made TP. And it was a primary way to buy everything from a home. You could buy a home to supplies. And talk about an internet-ready business. Forget about Amazon.com. Forget about eBay. The SearsCatalog.com would have been one of the biggest websites in the world. And they shut it down right before the dot-com explosion. Boy, they got to be beside themselves with that. But Cuba, they don't have the Sears catalog. And so they're really in a crisis. But first, let's start with Sonia Sotomayor, sworn in as a Supreme Court justice. And this is now what? This adds to the pro-abortion Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. Do I have that right? I think I have that. Do I have that right? Let's see here. Sonia Sotomayor. Oh, wait. She was nominated by a Democrat. Some guy named Barack Obama. Who is that? Who is he? Barack Obama. But wait a minute. For Barack Obama to find a sufficiently pro-abortion federal judge to promote to the U.S. Supreme Court, all he had to do was look as far as a Bush-nominated federal judge. And he found one. Look at that. Isn't that interesting? President George Bush nominated Sonia Sotomayor to be a federal judge. And Obama, he wanted to make sure whoever he put on the court for life would be sufficiently pro-child killing. And so he found a Bush judge. You know, Mike Rosen, the Colorado talk show host on the Rush Limbaugh affiliate KOA, he was criticizing Obama's selection of Sonia Sotomayor. At least that's how I'll characterize it. He was criticizing Obama's selection of Sonia Sotomayor some weeks ago, and a conservative listener called in and said, but George Bush nominated her, right? Bush nominated her. And if I recall, Mike Rosen said, well, that's different. That was different. And that's it. Then he just went on to criticize Obama's nominee. And here at Bob Enyart Live, you get analysis that's not so superficial that we only look at whether an R or a D did the nominating. In fact, so many of the most horrendous Supreme Court decisions have been handed down by Republican judges and passed by Republican majorities. In fact, 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices have been Republican Supreme Court justices for decades. Roe v. Wade was written by a Republican judge, Harry Blackmun. And Roe v. Wade was passed by a Republican majority. And so now, 7 of the 9, Sonia Sotomayor, she's a Bush judge. And back then, when there were some conservative pro-life Christians who were aware and were not mesmerized in the Matrix, and Bush nominates judges, and the pro-lifers say in a univoice, they say, President Bush nominated a pro-life judge. And Bush nominates 20 judges all in one fell swoop. And the pro-lifers say in univoice, Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges. And there are a few who are not in the Matrix. They've gotten out of the Matrix. And that's a good title for a DVD. You know, we should create a DVD called Get Out of the Matrix. Oh, wait, we did. That is such a good DVD. Our phone number here to call in, whether it's about toilet paper or a fifth of Europe becoming Muslim by 2050, or the new Republican Justice Sonia Sotomayor, pro-abortion, or what else would you like to talk about? I'd love to talk about the federal government putting limits on how much Wall Street executives can earn in bonuses. That'd be perfect, no? Or Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House saying that the people protesting health care are bringing in swastikas. And she was actually referring to a Democratic senator, Jay Rockefeller, and a Democratic minority leader, Tom Daschle, going to a Democratic event. And they invited a West Virginia guy who had a swastika tattooed to his arm. And Tom Daschle introduced the guy as a very close personal friend. I mean, the Democrats are just hysterical. The reason the Republicans win anything at all is because the Democrats are totally incompetent and totally wicked when it comes to governance. Some of them are good at campaigning, but they're incompetent and wicked. And so the Republicans win occasionally by default because people just get gagged by the Democrats. So the phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And you could order our Get Out of the Matrix DVD, Get Out of the Matrix. Some people describe it as entertaining, even hysterical, funny. Others as horrifying, horrific, frightening, scary, and it has elements of all of that. That's when I got to debate a college philosophy class and their professor. What a debate it was. What a trip. So Get Out of the Matrix. You could also get it on our website at KGOV.com. And by the way, in September, our annual telethon to help keep Bob and Yart live on the internet at KGOV.com starts in September, and our goal is to raise $40,000, which is a significant amount and desperately needed. And this month, any new listener or first-time donor, or if you subscribe to our videos or Bible studies, or you donate to Bob and Yart Live, we will use that amount and jumpstart our September telethon. So if you want that Get Out of the Matrix DVD, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So that's what's happened here. We have the Republicans and the Democrats, and quite often, if you looked at the decisions they make, promoting homosexuality, ridiculing, mocking creation, that we have a God who made us, promoting child killing, it's hard to tell the two apart. And a lot of the most evil decisions were written and passed by Republican judges, like under God in the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional. That's an example. Written by a Republican judge on the, what was that, the Ninth Circuit? Okay, So you could sleep well tonight because there's another Republican judge on the U.S. Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor. Did I say that right? Sonia Sotomayor, Republican judge. Wasn't it nice of the Democrats to put a Republican on the Supreme Court? I mean, how many chances do you get as a president? You only get a few chances, right? To put a Supreme Court judge for life in office, you only get maybe one chance. Some presidents get no chance. You get one or two chances usually. And Obama gets one chance and he goes ahead. He's so nice. He's so bipartisan. He put a Republican judge, a George Bush nominee, and many pro-life Christians who were in the Matrix. When George Bush nominates 20 judges, they speak with their one pro-life univoice. President Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges today. And they repeat it, and it goes throughout. It gets in World Magazine. It's on Life News, National Right to Life. They're all celebrating. President Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges today. And it's make-believe. It's make-believe. The Republicans are the one who've given us abortion. It's just Republican voters are more stupid than Democratic voters. That's the only difference. Because Democratic voters, they seem to remember when their candidates stick it to them. Republicans just come back for more, like lapdogs. And so it's the Republicans and the Democrats, or basically America's Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. And by the way, don't worry if a Democratic health care plan doesn't kill you. Don't worry, a Republican one surely will. So don't worry. Nobody is going to fall through the cracks. Nobody. One way or another. All right. So now in Europe. Europe has been leading the way in the jihad against marriage and children. Right? Now, America was quick to follow, but Europe really has led the way. I have my nephew's wife. So what does that make her to me? My niece-in-law or something? My nephew's wife is from Holland, and I had the honor of performing their wedding at Denver Bible Church, and she said that was the first wedding she had ever attended in her life was her own. She grew up in Holland, and they don't have weddings anymore because they don't have marriage because they promoted homosexual marriage and abortion and every liberal and wicked thing imaginable. Don't they have food stamps for hookers there in Holland? I think they do. In other words, instead of getting food stamps, you get hooker stamps. You could actually use your government benefit to pay for a prostitute. Yeah, they've been doing that there for, I think, some years now. So in Europe, they're jihad against children and marriage. And in America, liberals, they have their war, their holy war against marriage. Shacking up will do. And homosexuals or two guys and a pet or two pets in a tree, any combination will do. Who's to say what marriage is? And so this war against marriage, meanwhile, conservative Christians are homeschooling their kids. We're having children. Cheryl and I have 7 boys. We're having kids. We're loving kids. We don't have a war against children. And the liberals are killing their kids. So the math does help our battle. They're killing their kids. We're loving and having our kids. So, but it's hard because a lot of our kids have been going to the godless public schools, and the public schools have done exactly what they were designed to do, and they're turning Christian kids against Jesus Christ and against morality and against their parents and against their churches. But as the homeschool movement grows 5 to 9% a year, and homeschoolers are doing so very well, and the liberals are killing their kids, aborting as many as they could, tax-funded abortion, if you're Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, not much of a difference. So in England, their estimates now, according to the EU, the European Union. We get our statistics mostly from the UN in the EU. The UN is the United Nations. Have you ever seen any of those little jeeps driving around the UN vehicles and the EU vehicles? Well, according to the EU, Europe will be about 20% Muslim by 2050, and those percentages will be higher in some countries like Spain, Holland, and Britain. This according to an investigation by the London Telegraph. And so that's pretty interesting that Europe is post-Christian. Europe is no longer Christian. And they have more mosques being built than churches. They have old churches that have been converted to coffee shops, libraries, nightclubs, and mosques. Right? St. Sophia's in Istanbul. That was a church. And wasn't St. Sophia's at one time taken over by the Muslims? And now, of course, Turkey is a Muslim country, and it's St. Sophia's again, but it's a museum. It's not really a church. Let's go to Vail, Colorado. Our phone number, 800-8-NYART. And Vail, Haas, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Man, you are all over the board with what you're talking about.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Haas. All over the board, yeah. So what do you think?
Oh, I'm in agreement with you. You know, we got the Democrats, we got the Republicans, and the Republicans are the lesser of two evils. We need a third-party system like the Founding Fathers said that we needed, a three-party system. You know, this government health care, I mean, how much more of our freedom are they going to steal from us? And
yeah, and do you remember, Haas, do you remember that George W. Bush gave us a multi-billion dollar health entitlement program, the prescription drug program? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the Bush annual deficits, if I recall, I might have the numbers wrong, but if I recall, toward the end of his time in office, like $350 billion in a year, and that's how much his new entitlement program was costing us.
Bush couldn't win for losing. I mean, he spent, until Obama came along, he spent more than any president ever did.
Yeah,
he
and that's
he
normal.
He spent like a liberal, and they still hated him.
And George W. Bush gave Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars more than Bill Clinton gave to Planned Parenthood. And this happens every cycle. Now, I don't know how the next Republican president could outspend Obama. I don't know how that's possible, but if you remember, Obama just slid on the coattails of George Bush, because Bush is the one doing the TARP, the bailouts, the government purchasing, nationalizing banks. That's all Bush.
Yeah.
And Bush said he had to violate the principles of the free market.
You know, we need a true conservative, someone true to the founding principles of this country. Someone that's not going to worry about offending someone.
Yeah, you know, Jesus said he was the rock of offense.
And, yeah, there is a third party called the Constitution Party.
Yeah.
And I hope Sarah Palin will run for president, and I hope she will run under the Constitution Party.
All right, and hey, Haas, a lot of the Constitution Party candidates for many years have been close friends of Bob and Yart Live. Howard Phillips, founder of the Constitution Party, has been in studio on this show. But, you know, in Colorado, for example, I don't recall if they had a presidential candidate in 2008 in Colorado.
I'm a truck driver. I'm passing through Colorado.
All right, but let me tell you.
I'm from Georgia, and I went Yeah. I went to vote, and I had made up my mind I was going to vote for the Constitution candidate, and he was not on the ballot. I mean, we have Constitution Party.
Yeah, Haas, I think the America's Independent Party is really the new home of many who were in the Constitution Party. And, for example, in California, they have the third highest registration of voters is America's Independent Party, and their presidential nominee is Alan Keyes, or he was in 2008.
And I would vote for Alan Keyes. I like Alan Keyes.
Yeah, so would I. Hey, thank you, Haas. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. We're all over the map. We are. Toilet paper in Cuba is scarce. And another Republican justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, pro-abortion, Sonia Sotomayor, and the liberal war against children and marriage, really changing Europe, which is post-Christian, and increasingly it will be Muslim. So let's go to the phones in Golden. Mike, speak your mind.
Thanks for your show, Bob.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, they tout Obama as like he's 100% African-American, and basically he's 50% African-American. I'm just wondering if that's fair or...
Well, he's 50%, but, you know, I don't know what to make of that. I'm half Italian.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Our dear friend, a nurse practitioner, board member of Colorado Right to Life, Lolita Hanks, isn't she half? She's half black, half white. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of any of that. But anyway,
I don't either, and I was just thinking that...
He's the second black president, right? Because... Bill Clinton was our first black president.
Right. Have you heard that people are offering rewards to prove Obama's birth certificate is real or not?
Oh yeah. How much is it up to now? It's up to, from WorldNet Daily, it's somewhat extraordinary. They began by offering $10,000, and tomorrow, Mike, we're going to have one of the plaintiffs on the show who has been suing in federal court to get Obama to show his birth certificate, and that is Ambassador Alan Keyes.
Oh, that's good. And I saw one offer for $100,000, and I thought somebody might step up with $1 million that had the money, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, good point. The WorldNet Daily started with $10,000, and people chipped in to raise it to $100,000 for someone who could prove they were at Barack Obama's birth.
Interesting.
No matter where it was, in Hawaii, Canada, Kenya, wherever.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. If you're a first-time listener or donor, or if you purchase something or subscribe to our Bible study albums or DVDs, this month of August, we will apply that amount to jumpstart our vital September telethon. Let's go to the phones in Aurora. John, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great, sir.
Hey, I was curious, your comment about Mitt Romney and Barack. I guess the question I have for you is, if Mitt, let's say Mitt became president, do you think he'd be initiating everything that Barack has been doing?
Well, Mitt...
There's not much difference between the two of them.
Well, Mitt gave us Romney Care in Massachusetts,
yeah.
And that's a pretty intense government-socialized health care program. Barack is a bit more ambitious, but Mitt Romney was supposedly a conservative, and he's giving socialized health care, and it included government-funded, taxpayer-funded elective surgical abortion.
That's too bad.
So from Mitt Romney, we get tax-paid elective abortions, mm-hmm. tax-funded elective abortions, and he forced homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. He forced it on the people of Massachusetts. So he's pro-homosexual marriage, pro-tax-funded elective abortion, pro-socialized health care. So, of course, people like Ann Coulter support him because she's interested in money and R's. If there's an R after your name, you're good-looking, you got money, you got her support. It doesn't matter if you're radically pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage.
Well, I guess some of those initiatives I wasn't all that clear about, so I didn't know all.
Yeah, hey, there's a great video documenting the details, John.
Uh-huh.
If you go to YouTube,
okay,
and it's Ann Coulter, the uh-huh. Ann Coulter Hang-Ups, four conservative talk show hosts from coast to coast interview Ann Coulter, and they all ask her about Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
It's a startling video. It's got 40,000 views almost.
So YouTube, what would you look for?
Oh, let me tell you the easier way to get there.
Okay.
Go to AmericanRightToLife.org.
Okay.
And it's on the homepage in the right column. Just click on Ann Coulter.
AmericanRightToLife.org.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Take care, man.
God bless you. Let's go to Greeley, Colorado. Kaiser, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
I do, Bob.
Great, sir.
I just wanted you to know that Obama cut the funding on both attack helicopters and advanced fighter planes to Israel.
He's okay. Now, the Democrats typically cut defense spending, and Republicans typically increase it. And so that is one advantage to Republicans, except that Republicans slaughter children by the hundreds of thousands. So I wouldn't vote for a Nazi because he had a good defense policy. And so people who kill the innocent en masse, I oppose them. I realize some people think that our mass murderers are better than their mass murderers. But, Kaiser, I think my mass murderer is the worst possible mass murderer. There is no worse mass murderer than mine.
Well, I think Israel can handle them turkeys over there.
Well, I think Israel could. But it is a shame that we've been backing away from our support for Israel.
Yeah, mostly Obama don't want to do that.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me say, now I never say anything controversial, but let me say something controversial for this year. Israel is the most evil nation in the world, except for America. Because Israel knew the God of Abraham, and America knew the God of Abraham through Jesus Christ. And both of our nations have turned against God and slaughtered the innocent. Hey, Kaiser, thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
In Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center, and KGov.com.